There's a beautiful story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna was just a little tiny boy, the absolute truth is achintya, inconceivable. The Bhagavad Purana tells how for the purpose of loving exchanges, the Lord can relate with us in so many special ways. When we approach the Almighty, Supreme, Creator, and Annihilator of all the creation, you are very great, my Lord, and I am very small, then usually it's just about what we can get from God. It's like a child to the parent. How much does the child give to the parent? It's give me this and give me that. But to accommodate a sweeter love, that one supreme absolute truth who is the cause of all causes, he said, let there be light. He appears, or Krishna appears, as a little boy completely dependent on the love of his devotee, who takes the form of a mother or father to charm our hearts and accommodate this selfless devotion. So Krishna was just a little boy, and he was living in a village called Gokul. And one day, this very elderly lady, she had no education. She had no proper home. She kind of just wandered in the forest collecting wild fruits. And she would bring it to the village in a basket to sell it. So she cried out, does anyone want to buy my fruits? And Krishna, whose name is also Gopal, he heard her speaking. And he saw, because in those days there was no currency. People would barter. They would give something they have and trade it for something someone else had. So he took a handful of grains, wheat grains, from his mother's kitchen and ran out. And he had such little hands. He was only about 3 years old at the time. And when he finally arrived at the fruit vendor, most of the grains had fallen between his fingers and from the sides of his hands, and there was only one or two little grains left. And he said, please give me fruit. But he smiled at her with such love. She was enchanted. His beautiful lotus-like eyes gazing with such affection. His lovely smile. She just wanted to make him happy. That was her only purpose in life at that moment. I must make this child happy. So she took the little grain, and she took fruit and filled his hands, and then said, put your arms out, and filled his arms with so many fruits, as much as he could possibly hold. And he was so happy. He smiled, and he said, thank you, and he ran home. She had never experienced so much happiness in her life as making this little boy happy. And she decided, I want to make him more happy. So she picked up her basket, which was almost empty because she gave him almost everything, and she went back to the forest to collect more fruits to bring and give them to him. But what she didn't recognize is after she gave all her fruits to Krishna, her basket was filled with precious jewels, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, sapphires, gold, silver, overbrimming. Millions of dollars in our calculation of jewels were in her basket. But she was so enthusiastic to get more fruits for Gopal that she didn't even notice anything was in her basket. She just picked it up. Now it was really heavy. She picked it up and ran to the forest and went to the little place where she stored her fruits, and she collected it, and when she went to put it in the basket, she first noticed her basket was overbrimming with jewels. Do you know what she did? She didn't even think about it. She knew the value of it. But she had experience of something of such a higher value. She just dumped them all out in the ground in the forest, right out in the open, and filled it with the basket again with fruits and ran back to give to Krishna. And she cried, "Gopal, Gopal, I have more fruits for you. Please come." And Gopal came running back and he took more fruits and smiled. He didn't even give her any grains this time. She experienced a treasure, a wealth, a joy that was infinitely greater than anything of this temporary world. The jewels were insignificant compared to the premadan, the wealth of love. And little Gopal told his mother, "Look what I have, so many fruits." And his mother, Yashoda, said, "Where did you get so many fruits?" And she said, he said, "This one lady, I bought them. I gave her grains." He said, "Let's give them out to all of our village people." So Krishna was holding the fruits, and Yashoda was taking one at a time and calling all the people of the village to give them fruits on behalf of Gopal. And she was giving and giving and giving, and there was only about 20 or 30 fruits, but she was giving to hundreds of people, and however many times she took from Krishna's arms, there was still the same amount of fruits. She gave 1,000 fruits, and there was still the same amount, the same little 20 in Krishna's arms. Because Krishna was so eager, those fruits were offered with love and devotion. And Krishna wanted to share his devotee's love with everyone. In giving, we receive.